Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us beneficial knowledge which will enlighten our hearts and knowledge which will inspire our hearts to be motivated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge that will be a benefit for us in the hereafter and this world, insha'Allah ta'ala. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the author of this book and all of the righteous scholars who have written anything and left anything for us to benefit. Khususan Shaykh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah, whose book and poem, Qasida, we are benefiting from. Alhamdulillah. So, insha'Allah ta'ala, we'll begin today. And today's dars is focused on two sections of Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba's poem. One section that we'll begin with is a section titled Deep Wisdoms, min al-iqtibas, deep wisdoms that are sought out. And in this section, he has, you know, six or seven lines of poetry in which he gives us some insight. And some wisdom from him. It's not connected directly to anything previous, but it's just wisdoms from Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba. And then after that, we're going to read a very, very important section. Jazakallah khair. We're going to read a very important section called the section on the importance of having a wird. Having a wird. And I introduced this topic last class, but inshallah today we'll be able to benefit more directly from what Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah is saying regarding the importance of wird. Can you watch out for Abu Bakr? He can't see. No, Abu Bakr over here.
Abu Bakr is the other one.
Oh. Yeah. Must be the other side, huh? Thanks, Sheikh.
You're good, bro.
You're good.
Don't worry, if you sit there anyway, it's no problem for you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You can say it, bro. I know you're cool, so I was waiting for you to say that, but... MashaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hikmatun Baligatun min al-Iqtibas. Sheikh Ahmad Qala, Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, فَإِن تَكُنْ عَاكِلَ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتَ فِي كُلِّ زَمَانٍ لَاهِ وَلَمْ تَتُبْ لِطَلَبِ الْغُفْرَانِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَدَاخِلُ النِّيرَانِ لَا تَأْكُلَنَّ أَبَدًا رِزْقَ الْإِلَهِ فِي كُلِّ حِينٍ ثُمَّ تَعْبُدُ سَوَاهِ بَلْ أَكْثِرِ الْأَعْمَارِ لِلَّهِ الْأَحَدِ مِقْدَارَ فَقْرِكَ لِعَوْنِهِ أَبَدْ. In the first line he says, فَإِن تَكُنْ أَكِلْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتَ فِي كُلِّ زَمَانٍ لَاهٍ. He says, if you're going to be someone who is constantly consuming the sustenance of Allah, if you're going to be someone who's constantly consuming rizqillah, the word rizq means sustenance. It's the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us. So he says, if you're going to be consuming the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your entire life, وَأَنْتَ فِي كُلِّ زَمَانٍ لَاهِمْ, and at every moment of your life, while you're consuming this sustenance of Allah, you're negligent or you're forgetful of Allah, لَاهِمْ, you just completely forgot about Him. وَلَمْ تَتُبْ لِتَلَبِ الْغُفْرَانِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَدَاخِلُ النِّيرَانِ. If you're eating Allah's rizq, provisions, and you're completely ignorant of Him or oblivious to Him, وَلَمْ تَتُبْ, and you don't do tawbah. What is tawbah? Ask Allah for forgiveness. And you don't do tawbah? مُجْتَهِدًا, very hard. فَدَاخِلُ النِّيرَانِ, your outcome is the fire away from Allah's mercy. What he's highlighting in these two verses is something very, very strong, which is that you have to understand, and he's trying to get us to understand that you're constantly in these moments of heedlessness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how can you be so heedless when every moment you're being sustained by His rizq, by His sustenance? And so every moment He's sustaining you, and yet every moment you're heedless from Allah. He says, if you're not doing tawbah from that, then your outcome is distance from Allah, niran, naf. So He wants us to be observant and aware that, wait, aren't you consuming Allah's rizq constantly? So if you are, then that deserves that you're attentive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you're constantly, constantly benefiting from the blessings of Allah every moment. وَلَا تَأْكُلَنَّ أَبَدًا رِزْقَ الْإِلَٰهِ فِي كُلِّ هِينًا ثُمَّ تَعْبُدُ سِوَاهِ. He says, and don't be someone who's constantly consuming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sustenance and provisions, and then turn around and adore or worship someone else. He's saying, what's the worst ingratitude that you can show is that you're constantly benefiting from someone and then you turn around and show gratitude to someone other than him. He says, rather, what should you do? He says, بَلْ أَكْثِرْ أَعْمَالْ لِلَّهِ أَحَدْ مِقْدَارَ فَقْرِكَ لِأَوْنِهِ أَبَدْ. He says, but rather, increase, أَكْثِرْ, abundantly do actions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abundantly do actions in accordance to your need and dependency on His help. So how much do you need Allah? How much, is there a limit to your need of Allah? We need Allah for the next breath. We need Allah for the next step. We need Allah for the next, every single moment that need. So he says, work for Allah. That he says, work for Allah. وَأَكْثِرْ أَعْمَالِ اللَّهِ مِقْدَارْ فَخْرِكْ. According to the amount of your need of Allah. And so he brings up a word which we talked about before, which is extremely important. And I think it's a word that we really need to focus on. And the word is فَقْرِكْ. This word came before faqr. And he's bringing it up again. And faqr means to be in a constant state of iftiqar ilallah. What does iftiqar mean? It means need, dependency. And so Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, he has a poem where he says, Al-faqru li wasfun dhatin da'im abadan, kama al-ghina abadan wasfun lahu dhati. He says, my permanent attribute is dependency on God. Dependency on Allah. And the true state of faqr that you should reach is that in every single moment you realize the need of Allah. Let me give an example. We talked about this in the second year seminary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ ضُعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ضُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. Allah speaks about the entire like flow of life. This verse says, He's the one who created you in weakness, a baby. You can't even hold up your neck. You can't even hold up your neck. If you roll the wrong way, you're endangered. The baby is completely weak. Completely weak. And then Allah says in this verse, then after that state of weakness, Allah creates a moment of quwwa, strength. I mean, mashallah, right? It's a moment of strength where we feel, I can do it, I can do it. Then Allah says, and after that strength, what does He create again? Weakness again. Weakness again. Now, again, you need someone to hold your hand when you walk. Again, you need someone to help you eat. Again, you need someone. Again, you... So, in these, your life is surrounded by these two... Your strength is surrounded by these two moments of weakness. Now, it's easy to recognize your dependence on Allah in these moments of weakness, but it's easy to become deluded of your strength in the moment of strength and realize, I got this, Allah, I can take care of everything. But the reality is that you're just as dependent on Allah in that moment of strength as in those moments of weakness. Fahimtum? And so the goal and objective of the believer is, regardless of how strong and independent and capable, wealthy, powerful you become, you're constantly witnessing your dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's true strength right there. Fahimt? So this is something that is a concept that I know we spoke about before, but the scholars say that if you can just get to the point where you are constantly realizing your dependence on Allah, your iman is through the roof, yo. Your iman is through the roof. Why? Because every move you're making, you're like, yo, I can't make the next move without Allah. And it just becomes a constant state of your heart, and then the heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fahimtum? So he says, so work for Allah, miqdar, according to the amount of your dependence on Him for help. SubhanAllah. Now look what he says next. He wants us to keep everything in perspective. I love how he writes because he keeps it so real. He says, وَأْمَلْ وَأْمَلْ لِذِ الدُّنْيَا بِمَا تَكُونُ مَكْتُهُ فِيهَا أَيُّهَا الْفَتِينُ. He says, oh smart man, oh smart sister, oh smart person, أَيُّهَا الْفَتِينُ, oh smart person, work for this world according to your stay in it. Work for this world according to your stay in it. How long you gonna be here, yo? Okay, so, you know, up to like 14, we was just playing around. Right? Up to 14, some of us like 18, just playing around, but that's the topic for another day, right? But, so up to like 14, we're just playing around. We're not even really living yet. Then Muhammad Ali did it. If you watch the video, Muhammad Ali broke it down. He broke life down. Like, if you take how many hours a day do you spend in the bathroom? Mirror too. Mirror counts too. How many hours a day, yo? Let's see here, how many hours?
I don't know, like 5 minutes?
5 minutes?
Why is so calm in this?
Some of us, it's like, what, an hour a day? Hour? All right, how much time eating a day? Like three?
3 hours.
Okay, hold on, next, hold on. How many hours sleeping? Y'all millennials be going to sleep at like 2 a.m. Let's just say 6. So now we lost 6. Then we lost another 1 because you're in the bathroom making your makeup and, you know, getting nice. Mashallah. Mashallah. I'm humble with an hour. You know that. I'm humble with an hour. So we were from 6, then an hour eating, right? Add another 30 minutes to the eating for bathroom, right? Vegan, I don't know. All right, 20 minutes. So where are we at now? We have what, 8 hours? 8 hours?
Traffic.
Traffic, ooh.
10 hours.
How about this? Now take that 8 hours, now put an average work day. How many hours a day are you working? Come on in. Fadla, shut up. So what, we're at like how many hours? So if you take that and stress that out your whole life, how many years? One scholar broke it down. He's like, you got like 20 years of life, yo. 30 years. Take all those hours. That's each day. We took out sleep. You can't count that. Take out one third right there. You got 60 years. Take out one third. Because you slept for one third of that. Right? Then take out eat time. Then take out social media time. Woo! The crazy thing is your iPhone will tell you now how much time you spent on social media, too. You can't even lie. It'll tell you right there, 4 hours. And you're like, how did I do 4 hours? SubhanAllah. The point he says, وَأْمَلْ لِذِ الدُّنْيَا بِمَا تَكُونُ مَكْثُ تَمْكُثُ فِيهَا أَيُّهَا الْفَتِينُ. He says, oh smart person, work according to your state in the dunya. Work for the dunya. What is the dunya? This world, what's close to us. Work for this according to your state in it. Then look what he says next. وَأْمَلْ لِلْأُخْرَى قَدْرَ مَا تَبَقَى غَدًا فِيهَا وَمَنْ خَالَفَ ذَا لَا قَرَدَى. He says, and work for your hereafter according to your stay there. According to your stay there. Like, you're putting in like hours for this year. And you're putting in like 5-10 minutes for that. But what's the comparison of time spent? Nothing. How many times, what's the equation? 60 over infinity, what's it equal? Nothing. And that's why the Quran says that when they come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people will be arguing. You're like, I think we spent 10 days in that world. Somebody's like, no, it's a day. Because when they see the length of what it's like there, this whole thing feels like a dream. It's quick. So he says, just when you're scheduling your day, make sure you're putting in work according to your understanding of how much time you're spending in both places. And then he says next, وَأْمَلْ لِنَارِ اللَّهِ قَدْرَ صَبْرِكَ عَلَى اشْتِدَادِ الْحَرِّ أَنْ لَوْ تُسْلَكَ. His style is really interesting. He says, and work for the hellfire according to your ability to stand the heat of it. Now, who works for it? Well, none of us sets out to work for it. But he's phrasing in a way that, okay, keep working for it according to your ability to sit there and take that. If you have that reality, that hell does exist. We believers, we believe in heaven, a reward from Allah, and the punishment from Allah. So he says, work for the nar according to your ability to take that. And what is that, man? We tapping out right away. It's too much. فَحَيْثُمَا تَخَفْ إِلَهَكَ الْأَحَدْ يَخَفْكَ مِنْ خَوْفِكَهُ كُلُّ أَحَدْ. He says, وَحَيْثُمَا تَخَفْ إِلَهَكَ الْأَحَدْ. The more you learn to only fear Allah, the less you will ever fear people. The more you will learn to make Allah your primary fear. Some of us, we walk around campus and we walk around work so worried about everyone. What will this person say? What will that person say? What will this person say? What will that person say? He says, if you just increase your fear of Allah, that will naturally drown out your fear of other people. Just increase your fear of Allah, it will naturally drown that out. Naturally drown that out. And so in fear, again, I need to contextualize everything again. Fear, as believers, we're not afraid of Allah. That's not, the fear is, what kind of fear did we say? Someone tell me. But there was a specific example I gave. Like your mother. Like the fear of your mother, like being upset with you. The fear of your mother being accepted. Our fear isn't the fear of God like we fear a lion or we fear a person with a gun. No, we fear upsetting Allah. We fear Allah saying, please leave my presence for eternity. Please, I don't want to see your face. That's what we fear. That's what it means by fearing. It's the fear of the losing the one that you love the most. And so that's the end of the section on just scattered wisdoms. And his main thing is realize your shortness here, realize the length of there, lose the fear of people from your heart, and work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the next section, inshaAllah ta'ala. Next section. Faslun fil wirdi. Faslun fil wirdi. This is the section that I believe the neglect of it has become the spiritual crisis of Western or American Muslims, whether it be here, Canada, UK, wherever. The plight or the spiritual crisis that we're experiencing, where we don't feel connected, I feel it's primarily only because of this one section. We have never learned this thing we're going to learn right now today. And I know that's a bold statement, but when we start to study it, you'll realize that. And so he's talking about this concept of wird. And he'll explain what the words means. But just to begin, the word wird means like a litany. Like something you repeat daily. Your daily prayers almost. Or your daily action that you do regularly. That's called a wird. And he'll explain the word and everything. He says, أَمَّا إِذَا جَهِلْتَ شَأْنَ الْوِرْدِ فَأَلَمْ بِأَنَّهُ أَدِيمُ الْقَصْدِ. He says, "Amma ida jahilta." If you're ignorant about the importance of having a wird, fa'lam, know that you have a serious situation on your hand. You have a serious situation on your hand. Mawqi'uhu fi shar'i min ajalli mawaqi'il qurabi indal kulli. The status of having a wird in the Sharia is high. Mawaqi'il qurab. It has a level of gaining you closeness to Allah in dal kull, according to everyone. What he's saying here is there's no madhab, there's no like group, there's no one that doesn't understand from the Salaf as-Salih in the earlier generations the importance of having a wird. Having a wird, but we've never even heard the word. Sunday school didn't drop that on us, yo. It was just five pillars, yo, for like 10 years. Like, yo, mom, I mastered Islam. Like, why? Because I master Sunday school. What they teach you? Five pillars. SubhanAllah, man. SubhanAllah. You gotta up the game in Sunday school, yo. وَحَدُّهُ عِنْدَ ذَوِي الْأَفَادَ شَيْءٌ مُرَتَّبٌ مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ. What does he say? وَحَدُّهُ عِنْدَ ذَوِي الْأَفَادَ شَيْءٌ مرتب من العبادة. Sheikh Ahmad Ubamba rahimahullah, he says, the definition of wird. Everyone's like, what is this word? It sounds weird, right? I was gonna say the bad joke. I'm sorry, Sada. That was a bad one? Okay. Sorry, sometimes my dad jokes come out. It's like this. Weird. sorry. وَهَدُّهُ إِنْدَدَّهُ الْإِبَادَةِ شَيْءٌ مُرَتَّبٌ مِنَ الْإِبَادَةِ I'm going to get roasted for that the whole ride home. Y'all don't got to roast me. My wife is going to roast me the whole ride home, so that's all good. The definition of having a wird. What is a wird? The definition of a wird, according to the people of benefit, the people, the scholars of benefit, it is something murattab min al-ibadah. It is something that you've organized of your worship. It's something that you've organized in a systematic way. It's part of your routine. Murattab, it means it's part of your routine. It's just like your coffee in the morning. You know what I'm saying? It's just like hitting up the gym. Whatever it may be, right? It's murattab. It's part of your procedure. Min al ibadah. Fi waqtihi thumma istiqatuhu ata min al wurudi fil miyahi ya fata. He says, "Oh, young man or young woman, fi waqtihi, your this thing that has become routine must be done at its time. It must be done at its time. And what time? What time you said? But it's always done at its time." ثُمَّ إِشْتِقَاقُهُ And this word wird in Arabic is derived from the word wurud fil miyahi. He says it comes from the word wurud to water. Wurud means to take all of the animals, like the story of Shu'aib and his daughter when he took the animals to get water from the well, right? That's waradaha madiyan. The word warada is there because she took the animals to go get water. And so this word wird comes from the process of taking something that needs water to the place of water. And water has a special meaning in our Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran always correlates two things. أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً وَأَنزَلْنَا وَحْيِ The wahi is always correlated to rain coming down. Because the same way rain gives life to the earth that was dead, the same way revelation gives life to hearts that were dead. The way hearts are revived are through revelation. And the way the dead earth is revived is through rain. And it comes down. And so the word, the concept of waters is very, very profound. It is the source of life. What is the verse? كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْمَا Everything created from water. That water is the source. So when the daughter of Shu'aib was taking her flock to get water, she was doing what is called wurud al miyah, taking them to be watered. And so why do we call this recitation of Quran and dua and dhikr, why do we call it wird? Because our hearts will spiritually die if we don't take them for water. Especially in Texas. If we don't take them for water, the hearts will die. And so that's what he's explaining here. It's so important to understand that the reason why you feel a spiritual drought is because you haven't got the water daily. And you're like, okay, so what do I do? And that's what he's going to explain. So what I'm going to ask everyone to do is, first thing I'm going to ask you to go on App Store, right? And I'm going to ask you to download an app, like real time, right now. The first app I'm going to ask you to download is Hisnul Muslim. Hisnul Muslim. H-I-S-N-U-N-U-L Muslim. First download that app. Then there's another app I want you to download. It's called Wirdul Latif. Wird, same word, W-I-R-D. Wird Al Latif. L-A-L Latif. Download that app. And the reason I want you to download these apps is because once you see what it looks like and what the process is of reciting a wird regularly, it's easy for you. It's easy for you to make that a part of your thing. And if I say do it later, I know we're going to do it. So that's why I was like, do it right now, inshallah.
It's called
wird. Wird, W-I-R-D.
Cool.
If you're on social media, do it too. Everyone got it? Sign. Everyone find it? Huh? All right, Claire, let's go forward, inshallah. Once everyone's downloaded that, go forward. What I'm going to ask you to do is if you download Hisnul Muslim, there's a section that's called the Adhkar of the morning and the evening. I want you to go to the section which is the prayers of the morning and the evening. Go to that section. In that section is a collection of du'as, and I have here a book. This book is called Al-Adhkar by Imam Nawawi. And in this book, Imam Nawawi, the Suriyin, they say, bi'iddar washtar al-adhkar. Sell your house, but buy the adhkar. Because Imam Nawawi wrote this amazing book, which is just a compilation of all these prophetic supplications. And some of them, not even prophetic, some of them from Sahaba or Tabi'een and so on and so forth. But in this also, he has a section on what you recite in the morning and what you recite in the evening. And what he says, I'm going to read it to you because it's really profound what he says about the du'as that you recite in the morning and the du'as that you recite in the evening. He says, on page 125, he says in the section, and that's the section I just asked you to open up in the app, he says, know that this chapter is very extensive, meaning there's a lot of du'as that you can read for the morning. Like, you're going to see so many du'as in that section. And you're like, yo, I ain't got time for that. But listen to what he says. Know that this chapter is very extensive. And there is no lengthier chapter in this book. So in this huge book here, the largest chapter he has is on the du'as that you read in the morning and the du'a or the supplications that you read in the evening. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing, I shall mention some concise sentences. If anyone is granted the ability and guidance to act on all of them, this is because of the favor and the bounty of Allah bestowed upon you. Congratulations to you, he says. Anyone who is unable to act on all of them should limit themselves to what is concise, even if it only be one dhikr. And this is my point. Listen, there are some trees that need a lot of water, yo. There are some trees you gotta water them every day, right? And there's other trees where all you gotta do literally is put an ice cube on it once a week. They're at IKEA, by the way. All you gotta do is put one ice cube on per week. Because that tree doesn't need a lot of water to stay alive. Our hearts are the same way. Some of us need a lot of water. We need a lot of this adhkar. And some of us, yo, I just hit off a few. I'm good. Man, I'm feeling blessed right now. But that's for you to decide and see how much you're able to hold on to and put into your life as a daily practice. Everyone understand? Fahimtum? Everyone see those two? So my personal is Wibdul Latif. All of you just down, that's my personal one. Right? I didn't make it. I didn't make the app. That's from Imam Haddad, rahimahullah, from Yemen. Imam Haddad. But all of those du'as are from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of them are from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they're that spiritual water that your heart needs every single morning and every single evening. Yeah, so if you read them, it takes approximately 12 minutes to read all of them. 12 minutes to read all of them. SubhanAllah. And then once you read it for like a week, you got it like half memorized, so you just like cruising it. You're saying it as you drive, right? Because you know it now. SubhanAllah. So, alhamdulillah. Let's listen to what else he has to say. So he said, بِوَقْتِهِ ثُمَّ اشْتِقَاقُهُ أَتَى مِنَ الْوُرُودِ فِي الْمَيَاهِ يَا فَتَى. Oh young man, understand that this word wird, it was taken from the meaning of wurud, being taken to water. And then that, brothers and sisters, is a deep meaning for me and you. Understand, your heart needs that water every day. And this, brothers and sisters, is the cause for our spiritual drought as young Muslims. We don't have a wird. We don't have a wird. And so, please focus from today's class. Don't let this go in one ear and out the other. I'm hoping it comes from one heart and lands on another heart, which is you hear it and you're like, no, I need a wird. I need something to read regularly. And you hold on to it, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah. فَكُلُّ وِرْدٍ يُرِدُ الْمُرِيدَ فَكُلُّ وِرْدٍ يُرِدُ الْمُرِيدَ لِحَضْرَةِ اللَّهِ وَلَنْ يَحِيدَ. He says, every wird, it doesn't matter which one you use, it will guide you to the presence of Allah. It will give you that spiritual blessing that you need. وَلَنْ يَحِيدَ It won't let you be isolated on your own. It won't leave you off the track. سَوَاءٌ إِنْتَمَى إِلَى الْجِلَانِ أَوِتَّمَى إِلَى أَحْمَدِ التِّجَانِ He says it doesn't matter where it comes from. See, here's the deal. A lot of us get caught up on, did it come from Yemen? Did it come from West Africa? Or from the Sheikh of Syria? Is it from the Shuyukh of Palestine? He's like, it doesn't matter where it came from. He's like, if it came from Ahmed Tijani, if it came from Jilani, if it came from whatever place it came from, it's all going back to the Prophet ﷺ. So he says, grab onto it. Don't get caught up in that, in the small things. Just make sure it's from the Prophet ﷺ and hold on to it. So he says, سَوَاءٌ إِنْتَمَى إِلَى الْجِلَانِ أَوْ إِنْتَمَى إِلَى أَحْمَدِ التِّجَانِ أَوْ لِسِوَاهُمَا Or if it comes from anyone else, like I just said, مِنَ الْأَقْتَابِ of the great scholars. إِذْ كُلُّهُمْ قَتَعًا عَلَى السَّوَابِ All of them without doubt will guide you on the straight path. فَكُلُّهُمْ يَدْعُوا الْمُرِيدِينَ إِلَى طَاعَةِ رَبِّ الْأَرْشِ حَيْثُ مَا جَلَى All of them will call you to the obedience of Allah. Listen, you are waking up in the morning and your tongue is engaged in the remembrance of Allah. The main advice I would give everyone, this is the like prime advice right here, yo, from my heart to yours. The biggest thing you can do and the most beneficial thing you can do to have a productive day spiritually and non-spiritually is delay the first time you open social media in the morning. Delay it as much as possible. Meaning, don't roll over like, No, delay that. Delay it. Delay it 1 hour. Delay it 45 minutes. But whatever you do, don't make the first thing that comes into your heart the garbage of social media. And it may not even just be not garbage, but you need vitamins first thing in the morning. You need something beneficial, not just random stuff. So make the first thing you're doing as you're waking up this right here. Because as the day gets going, you get busy and there's no way to do it after that. But that 6 a.m., 5:30, 6:30, everybody's asleep pretty much. Or everyone's up in their own worlds. That's the time when you're doing this. Because no one else is there bothering you. Nothing else has come. This is the first thing you're doing after Salat al-Fajr or before. So he says, So كلهم يدعو المريدين إلى طاعة رب الأرش حيث ما جلا All of them are calling all of us who want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obedience of Allah, the Lord of the throne, حيث ما جلا, wherever they're from. بالاستقامة فلا تسخر أحد منهم ولا تنكر عليهم أبد He says, but you have to be consistent. And guys, that's the key for anything in life. That's the key for anything. You guys know that. Whatever it is you want to accomplish, whether it's physical things, like whether it be in working out, whether it be sports, whether it be academics, whether it be whatever it is, we know that istiqamah, consistency is the thing. So he says, but you have to hold on to it constantly. Don't drop a day. Hold on to it every single day. فَلَا تَسْخَرْ أَحَدًا أَحَدْ مِنْهُمْ And don't ever look down upon anyone's wird. You know, you reading all this, you're like, oh, I got a 12-minute wird. Yeah. And you look over and say, oh, you do a 2-minute wird? No. فَلَا تَسْخَرْ أَحَدْ He says, don't look down on anyone's wird. Because again, some plants need that one ice cube the whole week, yo. And you just need more. You know what I'm saying? You just need more. I don't need that much. So you think you're stronger, but actually you're actually probably weaker. Wallahu a'lam. Wallahu a'lam. But the point is, لا تسخر أحد. Don't look down at anyone for the wird that they have. وَأَصْلُهُ الْوَحْيُ أَوِ الْإِلْحَامِ يَخُصُّهُ بِأَحْلِهِ السَّلَامِ He says the base of the wird comes from revelation and ilham, inspiration. So what this refers to is there are some sahaba who would get inspiration. There's some tabi'een, the early generation, they would get inspiration. And some of those du'as that they would make are not from the Prophet ﷺ directly, but rather from like a sahabi or a tabi'een. So he says all of these du'as or these wird that you'll be reciting, they're either going to be from wahi directly or ilham, which means from the awliya of Allah. But as long as it's not going against aqeed or anything, it's okay to recite. And he says, إِن كَانَ وَحْيًا فَهْوَ لِلنَّبِيِّ أو كان إلهاما فللولي. If it's revelation, then obviously that only comes to a prophet. And if it's ilham or inspiration, then that just comes to the friends of Allah, wali Allah. بِسَاطُهُ كِتَابُهُ الْمُنَزُّلُ. The base of it is the Quran. That's going to be a portion of your wird. مُفَرَّقًا. Selections. You're not sitting there just reading the whole Quran as your wird. Selected things. But here's the deal. If I told you right now, tomorrow, just choose some sections to read, you're like, I don't know, like Kulullah in Al-Tayna. No, there are certain sections that have a certain... See, the Quran, every verse of the Quran has a different effect on the heart. Every verse of the Quran has a different effect. And what, by reading what has been, what we're taught by the Prophet or the Awliya, we're able to benefit ourselves by those verses that should be recited at those times. For example, the Prophet ﷺ told us to recite at night time before we go to sleep, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ. That whole section, the Prophet ﷺ told us to read that at night. In another verse that is read in the morning, أَفَحَسِبَتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah says, do you think that you have been created for play with no purpose? That's the one of the verses that the Prophet recommended that we read in the morning. Why that in the morning? Why this at night? Wallahu alam, I don't know. But that's what the Prophet recommended, that this one has benefit at this time, this one has benefit at this time, and then just the way the doctor gives me a prescription, I take it the way the doctor said, I take the Quran the same way the prescription was given. Fahamt? And that's why you're grabbing on to a previous person's understanding, because we barely know what to read from the Quran. So we turn to the Prophet ﷺ and the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, مُفَرَّقًا, so selected portions. وَالْأَثَرُ الْمُسَلْسَلُ. Or if it's not from the Quran, it's come directly down. Imam Nawawi, all the way down, all the way down, all the way down. مُسَلْسَلْ, pass continuously down to us. كُلُّ وَلِيٌّ ذُو تَشَبُّثٍ أَبَدْ بِذَيْلِ مَنْ أَرْسَلَهُ الْحَقُّ أَحَدْ. He says, every true wali of Allah is someone holding on to the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ. Holding on to the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ. فَمَا فِي مُعْجَزَةَ النَّبِيِّ يَجُوزُ فِي كَرَامَةِ الْوَلِيِّ. Here he's actually speaking about another like aqidah point actually, which is, as Muslims, brothers and sisters, we believe in what's called mu'jiza of prophets, which is miracles that prophets did. So we believe in the miracles of Jesus. We believe in the miracles of Muhammad ﷺ. We believe in the miracles of all the prophets of Allah. We believe in the miracles that they have. But another part of our aqidah is something called karamat, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also allows the awliya of Allah to also do miraculous things too, and they're called karama. So he's just bringing that up. It doesn't mean we believe every karama, but we believe in something called karama. Do you understand what I mean by that? So that means like if you read something that such and such wali of Allah like did something amazing, you don't have to necessarily believe that, but we do, as a part of our aqidah, believe in the fact that there's something called karama. Does everyone understand the difference and what I'm explaining? Okay, so he just brings that up because he's now talking about the awliya and so on and so forth. Then the next thing he says, the hand? Okay, so he says next, he says, وَإِنْ أَخَذْتَ الْوِرْدَ فَتُبَجِّلِ أُمُورَهُ خَيْرَ الْمَزَايَا تَنِلْ. He says, if you have grabbed on to a wird, then be happy, tabajjuli, be proud, be happy. Umurahu khayr al-mazaya tanil. You'll see good starting to come to you. Tanal, you'll see good coming to you from that wird. Amma alladhi maqama wirdin ankara. He says, now as for the person that's going to tell you, girl, you don't need no wird. Man, bro, what you doing? Why are you reading that every day? You don't gotta do that every day. The Prophet didn't read that every day. So he says, amma alladhi maqama wird ankara. As for the person that's going to tell you, oh, Ankara, you don't need a wird. مُسْتَهْزِئًا بِهِ لِكُرْحٍ وَزِّرَى. He says the person who's making fun of it, you know, looking down upon it, this person, فَذُو جَهَالَةٍ كَمَا نَسَّ الْعَلَمْ إِبْنُ عَطَاءِ اللَّهِ فِي مَتْنِ الْحَكَمْ. He says this person is ignorant. This person is completely ignorant, just as Ibn Atta' al-Askandari explained in the Hikam. What is he saying? Listen, brothers and sisters, there are always haters. And haters always come out when you start doing something good. The moment you're doing something bad, nobody's hating on you. Everybody's happy. Oh, she's so free. She's young. He's young. He's good. No. The moment you start getting good, everybody's like, what's wrong with you? They start hating on you. And so realize that when you start to reform yourself, the haters going to come out the woodwork. Seriously. Seriously. Because Shaitan hates to see you start to rectify yourself. So what he's trying to say right now is you got to block that out and realize that you need this. Anytime you try to better yourself, haters come. Whether it be you trying to go to the gym, whether you be trying to academically better yourself, whatever it may be, whatever you try to better yourself, the haters going to come out. And so similarly, spiritually, when you see yourself trying to better yourself, you'll see that hate coming. And he's saying, if someone's telling you, oh, you don't need that, realize this person is ignorant. They don't know what's necessary for spiritual development. And he says, Ibn Atta'illah al-Askandari, he says that in his hikam. What does he say? مَنْ لَمْ يَدُمْ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْأَوْرَادِ. These are the words of Ibn Atta. Whoever doesn't constantly hold on to a wird, مُذَيِّئَ الْوَقْتِ عَلَى التَّمَادِ, is constantly wasting their time. Constantly wasting their time. Okay, let me give an example. I'm sorry I keep using the gym example, but whatever. So, you know, when there's two people that go to the gym. There are some people who know exactly what they're going to do when they walk in. And you see them, they're like, one machine, they do that machine, they like check it off on the phone or whatever, then they go to the next. Then you see the other people kind of like strolling. Just like, they do a little here, they're like, put it down. And then he goes something, do legs. He's like, you just did biceps and legs. Yo, you, what are you doing? What are you doing? So there's some people, that person, they yell waqt. They don't have a system. And therefore they waste the time in the gym. The other person has a system. He's like, I got chest, I got arms, and I'm out of here. You understand what I'm saying? And similarly, what he's trying to say is a wird. See, if I was just to tell you any time in the day, read some sections of the Quran, you'll be like the dude strolling around in the gym, just, oh, let me do a little bit, let me do it. But when you have a set, like, I gotta do this at 6 a.m. every morning, I'm reading from here to here, bam, it's so, your time is saved. And you're constantly holding on to that wird. So he says what? He says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدُمْ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْأَوْرَادِ. The person who does not have their ibadah, their adhkar, their wird set as a routine. مُذَيِّئَ الْوَقْتِ. They waste time. They wait, and their time is their life. Last week, what did we study, guys? Every breath, he said, every breath is worth so much you can buy treasures with one breath. That's what we studied last week. And here you are. Like, how much dhikr of Allah did you do today? Don't answer the question, but just think. How much did you do today? It's probably very little. Out of the 24 hours, how many times did you say the name Allah? Out of the 24 hours today. But if you had a set time for that, if you had a set wird, then you know, oh, I know how many times I said Allah's name, because I got my wird. I know how many times I do it every day. Every day. Every day. Does everyone understand the importance of this? Okay, next thing he says, فَلَا لَهُ يَوْمَ يُجَازَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا غَرَامٌ وَجَوَانٌ وَبَعَسٌ. He says, this person with no wird will have nothing on the day of reward of people, day of Qiyamah, إِلَّا غَرَامٌ وَجَوَانٌ وَبَعَسٌ. Nothing but regret, nothing but remorse, and nothing but sins. Because they wasted time. فَلَا يُخَفِّفُ أُمُورَ الْوِرْدِ. To me and you, he says, don't take the situation of having a wird lightly. لَا تُخَفِّفُ. Don't make this something not important to you. The only one who does that, سِوَى الْحَسُودِ ذِي قِلًّا وَحِقْدًا. Only the jealous person is going to do that. The one who has قِلًّا, very little, and a lot of hatred. Haters. The only person that is going to take this very lightly are the haters. Oh, you don't got to do it. Don't worry about that, sister. You all good. The person that cares for you, they're like, no, go to the gym, bro. Go. We can talk later, man. It's all good. Right? You know those certain friends that care for your betterment and certain friends that just want to chill all the time? Do you understand what I mean? And there's certain friends that will tell you, like, no, bro, go chill with mom, yo. Meet me up later. Because they care for what's better for you. And so that's what he's highlighting here, is that the only person that will take lightly your wird is the person that's jealous of you or has a lot of hatred for you. فَكَيْفَ يُسْتَحْقَرُ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. He says, فكيف يستحقر ذكر الله أدامه الفتى بلا تناهي سبحان الله فكيف يستحقر ذكر الله. How can anyone look down on the remembrance of Allah? Especially when it's coming from a young person consistently. Like for a young person to take their time and give time to Allah, that is the most beloved thing to Allah. Because the old person is already going, he's like, yo, gray hairs, man, I'm out. But the young person is like, nah, I'm taking the best of my time. I'm taking the best of my time, I'm giving that to Allah. That's beloved by Allah. So he says, كَيْفَ يُسْتَحْكَرُ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. How can you look down upon dhikr Allah? أَدَامَهُ الْفَتَى. That a young person is doing constantly. بِلَا تَنَاهِ. And they're not stopping. How? Why would you look down upon that? فَكُلُّ مَنْ لَمْ يَتَأَدَّبْ زَمَنًا عَلَى يَدِ شَيْكٍ فَيَلْقَى مَحِنًا. He says, listen. Whoever doesn't learn adab and learn manners and learn these things from a teacher, it's going to be tough for you. What does this mean? Like a lot of times we try to learn our deen on our own. You can't become a hafiz on your own, yo. You could try, but it's tough. You're not even going to know when you're making mistakes. Similarly, he's saying that same thing. وَكُلُّ مَنْ لَمْ يَتَعَدَّبْ زَمَنًا عَلَى يَدِ شَيْخٍ. The one who does not spend a long time with a teacher. Listen. The Prophet ﷺ, where did he learn this deen from? Who did he learn this deen from? Jibreel. Did he learn it on his own? Did Allah just say, here, drop it, it's in a book, read it yourself? Ya Muhammad ﷺ? No. He said, you're going to start the sunnah of talaqqi, learning knowledge from one heart to the next. That is how knowledge in Islam is passed on. From one heart, not... And the saying is, al-ilmu fi sudur, la fi sutur. Knowledge is in the hearts, not in the lines. And that is why we sit in these gatherings, because we learn knowledge from one heart to the next. So he says, if you try to learn this stuff on your own, فَتَلَقَّى مِحَنَا. You're going to spend a lot of time, man, with a lot of trouble, just making mistakes. And the teacher could just guide you straight away. So you gotta have a teacher, and that's another crisis of American Muslims. The masjids don't have teachers for us that relate to us. The masjids don't have teachers. Sisters don't got a sheikha they can go to. Barakallah, you know, we now have. Shameless plug right there. No, straight up, Qalam is producing a large number of female scholars. Right, to be those murabbiyas and people you can go to that ask those questions. Because you can't ask me all the questions you need to ask. You gotta go to a sheikha. You gotta go to, you know what I mean? And similarly, people that study deen here, there are so many scholars that they just don't understand the context of being a young millennial Muslim. And so as hard as they try, they can't make that make sense to you because there's a gap there. That's why we got roots. All these plugs, man. MashaAllah, you are blessed in Dallas. Don't sleep. And why do I say that to y'all in Dallas? They say that the most darkness is right under the candle. The most darkness is right under the candle. And I've met so many people in Arlington, they like, Roots? Qala? What's that? And you got people here from across the country. Literally. So benefit as much as you can. From what you have locally. You have amazing scholars in your area. You have amazing. Should we go through the list? I mean, you guys know. Just start at the north. Start at Plano all the way down and just name the list. So you have no excuse. You literally have no excuse if you live in this area. Every week there's somewhere you can go. Right? And other people don't have that same benefit. There are good places, mashallah. Northeast is nice. Jersey's good. New York is good. Jersey, mashallah. But we're blessed here, mashallah. So he says, listen, knowledge is learned from what? Heart to heart. Heart to heart. Sitting with a teacher. That's how you learn knowledge. And that's what he's saying here. لِأَنَّ مَنْ عَدِمَ شَيْكًا مُرْشِدًا. The one who doesn't have a teacher to teach them. فَشَيْكُهُ شَيْطَانُ هَيْتُ قَصَدَ. Your shaykh is shaytan. There is a shaykh, but it's shaytan. The devil. The one who has no shame. Oh, I'm God shame. Yes, you do. That dude that's always with you, up in your ear. Ajib. Sheikh Ahmad Ubamba rahimahullah is dropping gems on us. فَإِنْ كَسِلْتَ عَنْ أُمُورِ الْوِرْدِ. If you're lazy, if you're lazy from this concept of having a wird, فَلَا تَرُمْ إِنْكَارَهَا لِلْحِقْدِ. Then don't deny it though. If you're too lazy to do it, cool. But don't deny that if people need it. You know what I mean? So sometimes, listen guys, listen. This is very important. Sometimes there's things in the religion that we can't do. I can't do everything in a religion. I'm not strong enough yet. There's some things I'm not ready for spiritually. I'm speaking about myself. There's some things I'm not ready for spiritually. But do I deny it? No. What does that mean? That means I say, this is my religion. I'm not going to say that's not part of the religion because I can't do it. That's part of the religion. I'm just weak. Do you understand? And as long as you do that, you can always do tawbah. You can always just say, Ya Allah, forgive me. But the moment you go, oh, that ain't even part of the deen. You don't got to do that. Now you can't do tawbah because you just said it's not even part of the deen. How you going to do tawbah? So the thing is, everyone here is at a different level. Everyone here is at, and the point is that all you have to do is realize that there's things I'm not ready for yet. There's things in my heart, I'm not there yet. I'm almost there. But not yet. But guess what? I'm going to keep that up there and say that's where we need to be. Do you understand? That's important in American Islam. Don't change Islam. Sheikh Imam Zaid Shakir, you know what he says? He says, come to Islam, come as you are to Islam as it is. Come as you are to Islam as it is. Meaning don't change it while you come as you are. Come as you are is a famous thing. Come as you are. Cool. Come as you are. We down with that. But don't change the deen. Because then you have nothing to... Because then it becomes... Islam is you, whatever you say it is. Do you understand the difference? So no matter where your level is, no matter where your level is, just always remember that don't hate on something because you're not at that level yet. That's all he's explaining to us. Beautiful, beautiful wisdoms. وَإِنْ عَجَزْتَ وَإِنْ عَجَزْتَ عَنْ وُرُودِ الْمَوْرِدِ فَلَا تَعُقْ عَنْهُ أَخِي مِنْ أَحَدِي. If you can't do a wird, then at least don't stop your brother from it. At least don't stop your brother or sister from it. Let them do it. وَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْأُجُورِ بِقَدْرِ الْأَوْرَادِ مَعَ الْحُضُورِ. He says, understand and know that the abundance of reward is based on your abundance of awrad with presence of mind. With presence of mind. That's the end of this section. The next section is on dhikrullah. The next section is on dhikrullah. We'll do that next week, inshallah. I hope today was inspiration for your hearts. And I hope if anyone wants to meet me after and discuss like what would be a modified wird with them, I would love to help you in any way. You got my wife Saad is here. You got other senior students from the Qadam here. Like, you need a wird though. And he spent a whole section of the poem explaining that you have to have some. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's just something that is that ice, right? That bit of water for your heart, inshallah ta'ala. Huh? Oh, read it over again? I know, but it just seems really early. Okay, where did we stop? I'll read the whole thing again. Bismillah. So just to recite it all back because of the mixed video, right? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Faslun fil wirdi. Amma idha jahilta sha'na al-wirdi. Fa'lam bi annahu adhimul qasdi. Mawqi'uhu fi shari min ajalli. مواقع القرب عند الكل وحده عند ذوي الإفادة شيء مرتب من العبادة في وقته ثم اشتقاقه أتى من الورود في المياه يا فتى فكل ورد يريد المريد لهضرة الله ولن يهيد سواء انتمى إلى الجلال أو انتمى إلى أحمد التجاني أو لسواهما من الأقتاب إذ كلهم قطعا على الصواب فكلهم يدعو المريدين إلى طاعة رب العرش حيثما جلا بالاستقامة فلا تسخر أحد منهم ولا تنكر عليهم أبد وأصله الوحي أو الإلهام يخصه بأهله الإسلام إن كان وحيا فوهل للنبي أو كان إلهاما فللولي بساطه كتابه المنزل مفرقا والأثر المسلسل كل ولي ذو تشبث أبد بذيل من أرسله الحق الأحد فما يفي معجزة النبي يجوز في كرامة الولي لأنه وارثه فالأنبياء حجج ربنا على خلق الحياء والأولياء أدلة التصحيح لدينه وصدقه الصحيح فأنبياؤه تعالى عصموا والأولياء حفظوا وكرموا واشتركا في اسمة الرحمن كما به نسوا ذو إرفان لكنما اسمة الأنبياء واجبة بعكسه الأولياء هذا مقال سيد المختار في كوكب الوقتاد لا تماري وإن أخذ الوردة فتبجلي أموره خير المزايا تنلي أما الذي مقام ورد أنكر مستهزئا به لكره وازدراء فذو جهالة كما نس العلم ابن عطاء الله في متن الحكم فمن لم يدم شيئا من الأوراد مذيئ الوقت على التمادي فلا له يوم يجازى الناس إلا غرام وجوان وباس فلا يخفف الأمور الورد سوى الحسود ذي قل وحقد فكيف يستحقر ذكر الله أدامه الفتى بلا تنا فكل من لم يتأدب زمنا على يدي شيخ فتلقى محنا لأن من عدم شيخا مرشدا فشيخه شيطان حيث قصدا فإن كسلت عن أمور الورد فلا ترم إنكارها للحقد فإن عجزت عن الورود المورد فلا تعق عنه أخي من أحد واعلم بأن كثرة الأجور بقدر الأوراد مع الحضور. May Allah give us the benefit of what we read. May Allah make it easy for us to act upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to consistently water our hearts with the remembrance of Allah and revive within us our spiritual health and bring us a strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakallahu khair. Oh, any questions? My bad.
Two
questions. If you need to leave, we're going to still pray Salat al-Isha. But questions, yes, Bismillah.
I don't understand the part of my ayat verse. I understand the general idea of this just of the debate.
Let's do it after. I got you.
The other one, like, how am I supposed to gauge how much I need for the cube?
The question is, how am I supposed to gauge how much I need? And what I would say is stick with the basic wird of wirdul latif or isnul muslim. Those take roughly 12 minutes. But if that's too much for you, then you may need to cut back. If you can't do that regular and you like, I did it for 3 days and I stopped, and then cut it back. The point is, no matter how small, it has to be every day. That's the key. No matter how small. So just start something very small, but just hold on to it. Bid nawajiz. Yes. You get it? So start with the latif or something like that, yes?
Is it more necessary for the word to comprise of, like, is it more du'as or is it more just like...
Yeah, so this is a good question. What is in the wird? So that's a good point. So what is in the wird is, number one is going to be adi'ya or supplications, du'as that the Prophet ﷺ made. So there are certain prayers that the Prophet ﷺ made, those will be in it. So like, Bismillah alladhi la yadhurru, in the name of Allah, by whose name nothing harms and nothing causes harm to. Things like that. There's certain du'as. Then there are certain Quran verses. Like I said, certain sections of the Quran. And then there are certain just remembrances of Allah. Like Subhana Rabbil Azim, Subhana Rabbil Ala, Subhana Rabbil Azim. Those different glorifications of Allah. And then, one of the most important, Salah ala Nabi. Prayers on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those are the main four things that will be in a wird. Great questions. Alright, inshallah. We'll study Salatullah Isha, inshallah. SubhanAllah wa bihamdulillah, inshallah, la ilaha illa.